This is the place where sports opinions collide. Den in Sports. My name is Kenneth Vance. Joining me, we have Nick, Q, and Shelton. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
Nothing much. So the Eagles and the Packers just finished their game in Brazil.
I don't know why you do it. You do that every show, Sheldon.
It did not end well for the Packers. They lost. They may end up losing twice tonight with Jordan Love's injury that took place. He looked like he twisted his ankle. He was able to get up and walk off the field. But so we'll see how things go once all the official reports come out tomorrow and Sunday. But overall, man, and I know, Nick, we got to do a quick follow-up on Lamar. We'll get to that when we get ready to close out. But thoughts on the game? Shelton?
I was going to say, let's start with the real Eagles fan. This is bandwagon ass.
Which one? Oh, okay. Q?
This man. Man, this was in essence a preseason game. What you saw was exactly what I felt like you see, because
here we go.
They saw what, bro? It's true. They saw no action in the preseason, and they should have played preseason. There's no way you don't play one snap in the preseason and come out and look out like a well-oiled machine. It's just not gonna happen. So I was disappointed that they were saying that the practices were simulated as games and that would count. But overall, it's good to come out of this with a win. You learn from this and you move on. There's a lot of minor observations we can get to, but for the most part, it was
minor
play across. It was sloppy play across the board. And it looked like a first game. This is what we're going to see when they get rid of the preseason in a couple of years.
He said the same shit like they did last year. That's basically what you just said. They want an ugly, sloppy game. But you happy that they still won. So you thinking that we're just going to take from this and move on.
The difference, Nick, and I'll tell you what the difference is. I saw flashes tonight. Did you watch the game?
I saw picks. I saw flashes and interceptions.
Correct. You saw some uninspired play, but you also saw a person that threw for almost 300 yards. You saw two touchdowns. You saw some nice things.
I saw horrible defense. Both teams played bad defense.
No, they didn't. That's what I'm saying. You got to make sure you're paying attention to the nuances of the game. This ain't FIFA. You got to watch the game, Nick. You saw big plays. You saw huge plays on both sides. So you saw defensive lapses. But overall, you saw a solid defense on both sides. They did an excellent job of shadowing Jalen. Jalen couldn't get out the pocket. He couldn't run. They did everything they were supposed to do on defense except for a couple of breakdowns. And the same thing goes the other way. Zach Bond had, 15 tackles and two sacks? He was all over the place. You saw Quinyon not look like a rookie on most plays. He had a couple boneheaded mistakes. Other than that, you saw a defensive backfield that looked better than it ever did before. You saw a couple crossing routes. You saw motion. You saw a lot of things.
What team are you talking about?
Last year. I'm talking about the Eagles.
Okay.
And so you saw a lot of things you did not see last year. Last year, you saw no motion. Last year, you saw the corners beat. Ate alive. And, this time you saw a little bit better performance. Like I said, you got some stuff to work on for sure, but it still was a lot better than last year's team.
I don't even know if we watched the same game. Q, I want to get your thoughts, man.
It was a shit show, man. This was really bad. First of all, just the overall product, like NFL, this is the greediest, piece of shit game I've seen in a long time. Like, this is absolutely horrendous cash grab. The field was terrible.
Yes.
Like, the field was absolutely horrendous. It was a horror movie out there for those guys' cleats. And then we don't even know if we can attribute Jordan Love's injury to, being exacerbated by the field condition. I just think we need to, highlight that for a second. That shit was really bad. I really can't overstate just how greedy this looked. They don't need to play another game in Brazil. But they will. But, you know, I'm sure they will
play. And y'all gave up a home game for it.
Yeah, I think that was I mean, you're trying to grow your fan base if you're Jeffrey Lurie, so it makes sense. But it's also just from like an integrity standpoint, there's no integrity in this move. And as for the game was equally a shit show. The Eagles looked like a team that hasn't played since they got beaten by Baker Mayfield. I have questions about Jalen Hurts' football IQ. I have questions about more so our cornerback play besides Quinion. I think Avante Maddox looks really bad. I think they need to go ahead and get I think they need to either get DeJean or Ringo in there for him because he was getting cooked. It's even hard for me to even judge what these defenses look like because the field was so bad. I saw people slipping all over the place, you know, guys that, you know, could have made tackles or missed blocks because their footing was bad the entire game. So it's kind of hard for me to say what was what. But I will say is that your IQ is supposed to travel. And I think that where I'm at now with Jalen Hurts is that he's good enough to break a game open. And he's also equally advantageous enough to give a game away. I think that he's explosive on both sides, where he's explosive enough to give the game away and he's explosive enough to break it open. And that's a dangerous thing. And I'm kind of willing to live with that at this point in time because there's really no other option out there for the Eagles. But overall, good game, like, you know, C-. And Saquon Barkley looks like he's being underpaid because they need to just lean on him because he could have 4 touchdowns.
He was supposed to have – I got him on my fantasy, bro. I was – bro. Yeah. This whole game, I'm getting hyped every
yeah.
I just knew they was going to give it to him at the end. You're right, though, Q, about Avante Maddox. I thought the plan tonight – according to what I read, was to play Keeley on the outside on the nickel plays.
Yeah.
And then you move Quinion in the middle. I never thought Avante was supposed to be a backup safety. He didn't play corner at all this summer. He ain't even seen that nickel position that he's used to playing at all.
Yeah.
So I thought that that's what the plan was, but some kind of way that got aborted. It will be DeJean. He just missed all those weeks of preseason.
Yeah. So I think Fangio's system is going to get a boost when we get Isaiah and Devin White back in so they can get more rotation, keep guys fresher. So we'll see. Eagle side, so much to work on, so much I can't even judge. So many things that I can judge is just really sloppy play, horrible decisions. Jalen could have had 3-4 picks. The fumbles, Cam Jurgens, he needs to, you know, call Kelsey and get some more tutelage because like he looks really shaky at the center position, which is going to be an issue. Yeah, and it's going to be an issue. So when people were talking about, you know, exactly. So, but when people were talking about Cam Jurgens taking over as a big hit for the offense, it looks like it could potentially be one. It is only week one, so we're not going to do overreactions. But yeah, Eagles didn't look great, and the Packers didn't look great either. I don't like seeing Jordan Love throw off his back foot as much as he does. I think he looks really It looks really sloppy, dude.
That's Ken. Ken said that last year. Ken been saying that since the beginning.
You said that, and I didn't. And it's crazy because we did all watch the playoffs last year, but this game was like, oh,
egregious. It's egregious.
It was like, bro, what are you like? You got time.
More than anything, and I'm gonna get back. I'm sorry, y'all, but more than anything, I pray he's okay though.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to see Malik Willis quarterback this
season. Boy, I was about to say I was laughing my ass. They turned into a comedy show at the end when Malik was trying to throw the Hail Mary. He just got sacked. I'm like, your job is literally to throw the ball just up in the air.
They were using the massage gun on his calves the entire game.
And then
when I saw him get grabbed by his legs and whatnot, I was like, oh shit, man.
He should have threw that ball away though. That's the thing.
I
don't know why he didn't. That's the thing about these QBs, bro. Just throw the fucking ball away, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Jalen got you the same shit. Like, dude, that one on the sideline is inexcusable. Mm.
The missed pick six.
Like, that was the game. And we easily could have lost that game, and it would have been on Jalen. So it's like, I don't want to be too hype.
Luckily, he threw to a DB.
I don't want to be too hype. I'm expecting we'll know who this team is really by week 4, week 5. Like, we'll know. Because you just need like 3-4 games to get into it. Saquon's going to do his thing. The defense is going to gel a bit more. the Packers, if they can keep Jordan Love on the field, hopefully his injury is not, you know, anything severe. They look like they're going to put up a bunch of points this year. They just need to get back on American soil because the soccer field is not really meant for them to get their offense going.
No.
Candy, you want to say something? It's Lou's bedtime, so he's saving his stuff for Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. He ain't hopping on. I know you're going to pretty much run with it, Nick. So
you don't know what I'm about to say.
I don't, but I do know that, you know, you may have a lot to say. So here's what I'll say, because I feel like we need a Leroy.
Bro, that's all I'm asking for. That's what I thought I was coming on this program.
They looked awful. Week one, week two, I don't give a damn. Like, they look flat out awful. They look like the same guys from last year. The same guys. Jordan Love still doing that same goofy ass shit that he was doing. Jalen Hurts still turning the fucking ball over. He had damn near almost 4 turnovers tonight. He had a horrible red zone play. He had no business throwing. Y'all already talked about the pick six. He had another fumble he almost lost. If these guys are not wide open, I don't know how he'll complete a pass. Jordan Love and fucking damn Jalen Hurts. So for me, and that's just on their quarterback play. I will say Saquon Barkley look fairly good. You know, he looked good. We'll see if they can continue that. Because the other thing that I want to point out is how awful the Packers defense looked. I don't care if it's on the field. I don't care if it was in American soil. They looked awful, like miscommunication here and there. I can maybe attribute that to week one. But because, you know, we saw that happen in the Chiefs Ravens game. So shit happens and it happened. That same should have happened in week 8 or week 7. But I didn't see any defense. Like, they look horrendous. And I can say the same thing for the Eagles. They didn't look good either because they had guys wide open. There was one play, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is good. But to take a pass and run 70-something yards when that DB got turned around and just outrun everybody, I was like, what in the world is going on in this game? So maybe because they were over there in Brazil and they saw a lot of BBLs and they just didn't focus before the game. But from what I saw, it's going to be a long season, y'all.
That's the X factor. That was the X factor right there. It was in Brazil. So that's why it was a sloppy game because niggas was getting topped off and getting sloppy topped Friday night. I'm just saying.
No, man. They weren't there long enough.
Jeez. Some of them was there earlier. They got there early. They got there when the equipment got dropped. I'm mild mannered Nick. Moving forward, I don't know. I made that announcement. I'm mild mannered Nick, but this is what I'm about to say. I'm mild mannered Nick. It's week one, so there's no reason to panic. Still a lot of football left. I do hope Jordan Love isn't hurt for a long period. I probably expect him to be out maybe a week or two, based on how he was crying on the field. But no more than that, I'm fine with. And they're also with the Packers defense. They got torched by, I think, Bryce Young. Bryce Young's best game last season came against the Packers. So things can change around by the second half of the season. I feel like they're a second half season type of team anyway, especially for how young they are. But to me, it was just the Eagles. I think that they found a great, obvious gem in Saquon, and they need to lean into the run game. I agree with you, that Q. But it's just like what you mentioned about Jalen Hurts' IQ. I won't go as far as judge his IQ. It's just more of he doesn't seem like he's getting coached up well. And I say that because he goes, to me, as good of the coach is, that's as far as he goes. We've seen him with Nick Saban, great coach. We've seen him with, who was the OC last year for y'all that y'all fired?
Wish I fired both of them, Brian Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. Like you see that. And then you see his MVP season was the guy who just, I think he left, he went to go coach Indy, right?
Yeah.
Was it Indy?
Yeah.
And you see what dude did with Gardner Minshew. So like, to me, it's just like Jalen Hurts is a product of his coaching. I think there's obvious talent there, but if it's not getting coached well, you're going to see this type of shit because he's just going to regress back to what he was the first time he went to the playoffs with the Eagles when he got their ass busted by Tampa Bay. And it looked like, how the hell did they even make it into the playoffs? I think it's based off of that. That's what I'm seeing. So we just had our predictions last week. I don't have the Eagles going to the playoffs, and it's mainly because of the stuff that I just saw today. Because they second, first of all, Sean, this is what I was getting upset with you about, is the fact that you over here trying to make excuses for that secondary. That secondary is horrendous, bro. It was horrendous last year, and it's horrendous this year. When I see Jaden Reed, Jaden Reed was it's more than wide open. It's more than miscommunication, bro. There was nobody in the vicinity of where he was at. Like, that's uncalled for. And on top of that, the fact that Jordan Love was doing fadeaway throws and he was still cutting y'all up is another reason why your secondary trash. Now, there is that one kid that y'all mentioned that is probably going to be solid, but y'all got a whole young ass secondary back there where they're going to have to go through their lumps a lot, especially going against the who are they facing? Oh, yeah, they're going against the NFC North, and you still got the NFC East when it comes to Washington with Jaden Daniels and Dak Prescott in Dallas. So it's just like, you guys are going to face some quarterbacks. You got Caleb Williams coming up. You got Jared Goff coming up. And you also got, Justin Jefferson coming up. So we will see. But it was just really sloppy. It was really sloppy as week one. So I guess I'll chalk it up to that. But I did like what I saw from Jordan Love, though, up until the point of the injury. Like, he seemed like somebody that's like, all right, he deserves to get paid. Like, he's doing enough to keep this game exciting and into it. But as far as for the Eagles, bro, if y'all not running if Saquon is not scoring touchdowns for y'all, I don't know how y'all move the ball down the field without picks and turnovers.
I was just saying, Sheldon, I think the formula is like, we got to lean into like that 2016 Cowboys offense. Ironically, with Kellen Moore, I think he was the offense coordinator at that time, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Sorry, mm-hmm. Let me know. But the Dak and Z combination, like, lean on the running back and let the quarterback make the common sense throws. If it's not there, check it down. If it's not there, throw it away. Like, I don't need Jalen Hurts to prove that he's Patrick Mahomes or prove that he's right. Like prime Aaron Rodgers. That shit is out. Like, we're done with that now. Like, we know that that's not who you are, nor is any QB coming out in next year's draft or many drafts before going to be those two guys. They're not going to be, all time great. But you can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback without being like the two greatest QBs ever. So that's what I'm looking for from Jalen, is can you just become, the Matthew Stafford for the Rams, doing what Sean McVay wants you to do? Because you saw, even with great talent, certain QBs still can't execute. Everyone has to be reliant on some type of system. So I need Jalen to recognize that this is who you are. Listen to Kellen Moore, listen to Sirianni, and just take what the defense is giving you. So I think leaning on Saquon is the formula, and we just got to keep him healthy, which is a task.
That's I need y'all to do that fantasy wise, because that's
he got
35 plus points, bro.
Yeah. He got the cooking, it started off rocky, like you said, Q, because of the field. But I'll go back to what you said, Nick. I honestly, the defense didn't play that bad, and the defensive backs didn't. Because once again, you're taking big plays that they made. Now, they had some open people running around, but it was mostly, like Q said, it was Maddox. Maddox needs to be cut. That's what you saw. You saw his man running around.
What about the receiver? What about the pitch play to Jaden Reed? That had nothing to do with passing. And how did he just score so easily?
No. I'm just talking about in general, as far as
I'm talking about the game defensively. I'm not just talking about just those big.
We agree on that. But what I'm saying, as far as the defensive backs, they showed you enough signs to say they can do it. But
no, the problem was the Packers wide receivers were dropping easy shit the whole night. Jordan Love should have 400 yards this game.
But what I'm saying is, you look at QB1. I mean, you look at the cornerback, the first cornerback, which would be
Darius Slay.
Slay was fine. Quinyon was fine. Quinyon was scheduled to play on the inside. We're missing the second cornerback was with Eli.
Isaiah Rodgers.
I'm sorry. He was starting on the outside. He was supposed to be the outside corner. Quinyon has been studying the inside position. Those two are two different positions, and people think that, okay, well, you're just playing. No, it's not. If you've been studying to play inside, that's where he would have been, and that's where he was scheduled to be. This was a surprise that he got moved outside and had to stay outside. To say that he was baptized by fire, he did a pretty good job. The issue came with Reed. Reed was the one that got off. And you're right. Romeo Doubs had a really, really good game. And they did make plays. I'm not saying they dropped a lot of cat.
I was watching that game, bro. They dropped, they left a lot of yards on the field. This game really shouldn't have been like Jordan Love couldn't close it. He couldn't close the deal on two red zone trips. We're gonna have to talk. I gotta be honest about that. Cause honestly, they should have beat y'all.
And I think it was a penalty on one of them that
I mean,
and the Jaden Reed's early touchdown was a penalty for 12 men on the field. So
but
like,
don't you? Crazy. But in saying that, don't you get a decent some of that credit in the first quarter?
No, not if you get bailed out. No,
I mean to be fair, like both teams, like I keep trying to tell you, like both teams were slipping all over the place. To be fair, both teams committed penalties that should have been called and weren't. N'Kobe Dean had a pick six that he just dropped. You know what I mean? The same way that Green Bay had a pick six and they dropped it. I really think that we're underestimating how much the field was really weird for both of these teams. People could not find their footing, man. And having your footing in football is in it's in the name. You know what I mean? You have to have your footing if you're trying to play the game. So when we're seeing dudes whiff on blocks, or we're seeing wide receivers not be able to fully get into their breaks and get out of their routes, that's affecting hands because, you know, feet, catching the football is not really about your hands. Like, yes, you have to have good hands, but it's about your feet. If you're not being able to get in and out of your breaks, in and out of your in and out movement, like the hands don't matter. You know, that's like the second part of it. So I think that this is kind of not a fluke game, but I wouldn't really chalk up much of what we saw besides the fact that the Eagles look like they have a really good run game. And Jordan Love is going to at least score 27 points a game if he's able to, you know, remain healthy.
Yeah, oh, man.
I would say this, though. As much as Q, as much as you bring up some really valid points, I just did the numbers. The Eagles gave up over 420 yards of offense. Like 160 rushing, 260 passing. Again, we're talking about drops like you just mentioned for those reasons or for other reasons. Either way, those like it could have been easy over 500 yards. For and sure. I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't give a damn what kind of defense you got. I don't give a damn what stage of the game you're at. Like, that's not good, period.
I mean, don't we expect that the Green Bay Packers are going to be putting up gaudy numbers this season, though? I thought you had Matt LaFleur is like, you know, what, top three coach in the NFC this year, right?
Mm-hmm. I still had respect enough to say, like, I didn't think they was going to get damn near 500 yards in the first game. I just thought they was going to win the game.
I thought it would have been the other way around. Like, the offensive would have struggled because it's like week one. The thing that I saw, I mean, you know, with it being week one, you saw a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that has something to do with not playing as well. But I'm with Nick. We can expect the defenses to get better, but there has to be concern. And if Shep, you wanna shoot Bell to the Eagles defense by blaming it on one guy, then that guy's a problem. And then they need to get him out of the defense, because right now, if he's on the field and he's playing like that, the defense is gonna be shitball.
Yeah,
I agree.
And like I said, he wasn't supposed to even be playing. And I'm not saying it would have been, you know, I'm not gonna shoot them complete bail. That's not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is, you can recover from this and show a better. I didn't see. Like, oh, this is lost. I didn't see last year. Put it that way.
You didn't see last year when last year was happening.
No. Yes, I was saying it too. No, you was not.
You fought. You fought us early. It was me, Lou. I think Ken. I don't know who all. But I know
it was just Lou. It was Lou.
Me and Lou. He was like, bro, like this don't look good, bro. Like y'all winning. It was Lou.
Keep it a stack, though, man. Like the run defense looked really good. It's just the secondary got to get shirt up. And when you have a rookie cornerback playing for the first time, it's that and like just signaling to other guys and knowing where to be in your zones. Like that's going to get better over time. But to me, the front seven looks solid. Like, the front seven looked good. And we didn't have Devin White, and we didn't have one of our draft picks. I think it's Jalix Hunt and Isaiah Rodgers. So we had, like, three, not key guys, but a key draft pick. I think he was a top
two starters. Round.
Yeah, two starters. And, you know, I'm not saying that makes it acceptable that you give up 400 yards. I'm saying that that's room for improvement from a run defense that looked pretty good against Josh Jacobs. I didn't see too many runs. I saw two big runs, but they bottled him up for most of the game.
Yeah, and I was starting to I was writing notes. I was like, hey man, Josh Jacobs might not be the guy that they thought he was gonna be.
Bro, he looks a little heavy to me, bro. Like, he might need to need to get a little bit leaner. He looked too big.
Yeah, he used to be a lot more slender, yeah, and he could move a lot quicker before, but he turned up at the end though, because he saw his job. He saw Wilson come out there and push it around.
He saw number 31 come in.
Yeah,
he could catch and he can run. Oh hell no,
hell no.
Josh Jacobs played for my Alabama.
Yes,
yeah.
What's up with these Alabama running backs getting their jobs taken from them by younger, like, out of nowhere guys? Like, Najee and Jalen Warren, he took his job, and now this dude.
And it don't even be by, like, suitable, like, running backs that you'll be like,
just okay, be guys off the street.
Yeah, it'd be like
a little man, like,
Samaje Perine type niggas.
For real.
Man, he said, you know, Wilson coming in really did set the tone for them, because on that one drive, there was no passing, that was all runs. Yeah. And he came in and drove them right down the field, and that's when it, you know, they started going to the running game, and that opened up the passing game. Jordan Love missed a couple of passes too, but because you said, like, the ground was slick, they couldn't get back and cut back to get back to the ball. But it was inaccurate passing too, but it's early. And hopefully, like I said, the biggest thing for me, the biggest takeaway tonight is I hope Jordan Love is okay. You didn't have to win this game to go on and have a successful season for either team.
He just wanted to.
He did. Yeah. And, like I said, I hope this doesn't put him out, because this is going to be a tough race, especially in that division. Because I still think Green Bay can win that division. I do. I mean, we hadn't seen the other teams yet, but I'm just saying, I think that with that offense, if the defense shows up a little bit, then they'll be okay.
I think we need to keep a lookout for this Sunday to see if other teams are also having trouble with, you know, just execution. Like, I think that's going to let us know, like, if teams didn't really prepare that much for the first week, or if they're just trying to load into the season a little bit more.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, go ahead. Now, I was just going to say, these referees as well, man, they look terrible. Like they're in preseason form.
That's what I'm saying.
Both these games, you saw a lot of missed calls and just some shaky stuff. If you're going to call it one way, you got to call it the other. I'm getting so sick of these false start penalties.
Green Bay was offsides Green Bay was offsides twice, Sheldon, and they just let them come offsides and sack Jalen Hurts. And I'm like,
what's his name?
Lane Johnson just stopped. He stopped
because the dude jumped and he was like, oh, okay, hey. And then they sacked Jalen Hurts and they said, all right,
Rashad Gary. Yeah, that was the one.
It was terrible. Mm. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, and it's early, but at the same time, you got to be ready for these games.
It's jet lag.
You can't miss these easy calls.
Fuck all that, bro. They flying first class, bro.
You still on plane, there?
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm trying to tell you,
that jet lag in Brazil is real, bro.
I don't give a damn. If I'm in first class, I'll take it.
I've
flown coach overseas, nigga. you damn near like a caged animal in that damn shit on a cargo plane. Hell nah.
Go ahead.
I got one question for you, Q, real quick. You think that Devin White going to get his job back? I've been seeing where they talking about he's not going to get his job back. That's why they left him home. They told him he wasn't going to start anyway.
No, I don't think he's going to get his job back unless N'Kobe, like, falls off a cliff. But they're going to need him for a rotation, because they need to keep Dean fresh. I don't want him having to do too much. You know what I'm saying? I still like Devin White in space a little bit more than Dean, just on some coverage stuff. But, you know, Dean is really good playing downhill. And Zach Bond looks like a really good steal. So
You know, I'm wrong about Zach Baum.
I'm impressed, man.
And you know, early
him and Blankenship, the two white dudes, they going crazy. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Wait, whoa, Q. Baum is black.
Oh yeah, sorry. Blankenship,
he is. Yeah, he is black. He early on they were calling out Baum, and I was like, you know, because I was watching the stuff, and Fangio early was talking about Baum. He's not in playing in position. He was a rush in last year, pretty much. And that's what he came, and that's what everybody thought he was coming to do. He moved in the middle linebacker this whole summer. Everybody, you know, all these Eagles pundits were criticizing them for moving him inside. Even the first preseason game, they were saying he was sloppy and terrible. So Baum actually was the MVP of the game, if you ask me, period.
Yeah, he had some good plays. He had some big plays.
Yeah, he was doing his thing. Shit, I ain't know he was a nigga, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
I learned something, bro. Shit. Damn.
No, but him and Blankenship had the best games on the defense, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. That pick was nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead, Ken, he's good.
Is Leroy still in the room?
Yeah, we still here, bro. Leroy's still here.
We got somebody else we need to talk to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's where I was gonna go to.
I'll say like this, Ken. The Eagles didn't disprove their haters in this game. You know, it's still the first game, but they didn't disprove anybody who says, oh, they suck. Like, that's fine.
No, they won. I see potential. I saw some things like that.
But you know, keep it a stack. Like, they didn't disprove anything. So it's on them and the coaching staff to get this right, man. You know, you gotta show people that. Jalen, like, we need you to throw the ball away. Like, this is not necessary.
Everybody got their numbers. So,
yeah, right. For sure.
Yeah, that's all that.
And honestly, I really want to highlight just how I think the best receiver talent-wise is A.J. Brown. But I think Devontae Smith is the guy for me. Like, Devontae Smith makes the team go.
That's because you like route running more than just brute force.
No, AJ can run the route tree. It's just that
he don't run it as smoothly as
no, Devontae. Yeah, like they were like Devontae
he's like he's actually jogging and he just
yeah
like,
man he like, getting AJ out Brown, of the
like, he run like Mr. Incredible and shit like
you that. Know what I'm saying?
he had a good slant to convert a first down. That was a good play they called
him. Yeah, I mean, he run like Panther and shit. You know?
Yeah, and he's stronger than what you think.
I can say though, Q, that I think Lamar proved his haters wrong yesterday. Pulled the haters right. I saw the tweet I put in there from Warren Sharp, who's really good. I love his commentary and analysis, where he was talking about the route that happened. Mm-hmm. He was actually throwing to Bateman instead of Zay Flowers. And I saw in the tweet just people saying Lamar ain't clutch. Lamar didn't make another clutch play. Are we surprised? Lamar, like, they were just jumping all over the bro. He's a running back, playing quarterback. He can't make the throws.
Was that Spike? Was
that same? Yeah,
that was Spike. That was Spike. Yeah.
He's a fucking no, running back.
That was funny.
But Nick, you've seen interviews and stuff like that, so you've had 24 hours, man. What you thinking now, bro?
They was trying to call me a hater. They still will. But I'm still being mild mannered, Nick. But I'm going off of what I saw. Mm-hmm. I saw the Peyton Manning of our era. He can win a lot of regular season games, but when it comes down to the game, and I'm not talking about the Peyton Manning post, you know, that Bears Super Bowl. I'm talking about up until that point. Like, is he the guy? And can he go against it? Like, to me, it's just like, I'm not talking about the guy as far as franchise player. I'm just talking about, is he the guy that can beat Patrick Mahomes to get to the next level, or like beat anybody to get to that next level? And it's at this point, like, he's already got paid. He's a two-time MVP. It's just like, okay, this is all you have left to do. And if you can't do this or you don't show us this, then we have to look at you differently moving forward. And that's the conversation that I'm almost ready to have. I'm not there yet because, it's week one. I'm mild-mannered, Nick. I ain't coming out jumping out the window just yet. I picked the Ravens to win that game because in my head, I'm thinking, like, He's a two-time MVP. He can win a game in Arrowhead. Like, I've seen Josh Allen win a game in Arrowhead. It may not have been the playoffs, but it's at least he's done it before. We've seen him beat Patty. Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, shit. Even Jared Goff did it last year in Arrowhead. Like, so I'm like, you could win a game. It's not impossible. But he just don't be winning these games. And the game yesterday was just more of like, bro, you had Zay Flowers wide open, but you was throwing to another nigga that wasn't. At least what you said. I wouldn't have admitted that. I would have just said, like, oh yeah, my bad. I just overthrew him. And then you had Isaiah Likely not on the toe tap touchdown or the touchdown that wasn't, but in the corner, he overthrew Likely heavy when Likely like 6-something, bro. You could just do a soft lob up there and he more likely gonna come down with it. And at least it's just like those are the plays. Like when we talk about those plays, like, yeah, he had over 300 yards total offense by himself and all that shit. Yeah, he, you know, led the team in rushing. Like, I get all that. But it's like those are the plays that we looking to see you make to be like, all right, this nigga has moved on. He's evolved from the quarterback that he was coming into the league. And it's just like, I don't know when we're going to see that. Because now they're down 0-1. I don't know who they play next week. But they let them not go down 0-2 because Derrick Henry looked worse than Josh Jacobs when running the ball for week one.
But like, for me, Lamar Jackson is actually probably more of an example of your critique that you have for the coach staff of the Eagles, because I don't see him getting coached up by them much personally. Development has happened in terms of the coaching. Yes. So I give them credit for that. But in terms of like them accentuating his skill set and who he is now, I feel like they've kind of stopped developing him a little bit, and it's kind of just relying more on his skill set that they've gotten him to that point with. You know what I mean? Where, all right, you can run, you know, all right, you can extend plays. But to me, it's just those little things on the margins of his game that they're not helping him get to the finish line with. I don't see an offense that is built really still around Lamar Jackson. Like, a Derrick Henry type of back is cool, but bro, like, to me, like, Saquon Barkley, me, like, that would have been the running back for me if I was a Ravens fan. I'm like, why didn't we go get Barkley? I don't think Derrick Henry is a bruiser as much as people talks about it. It makes sense in theory, but in my view, a back like Derrick Henry, that's not for a team like, you know, the Ravens. They're so finesse. They don't really need much power. They need more speed and burst so that they can, like, you know, accentuate RPO with Lamar Jackson. You're not really doing RPO with Derrick Henry. I don't think that's going to go the way that they think. I know people are talking about they should have done more of it, but I think it's pretty easy to sniff out after a while. The wide receivers, I mean, dude is a number two or number three almost, in my opinion. Flowers. I don't see number one. Mark Andrews is playing basically left tackle. They got him as an extension of the line because the line is still not great. So I don't see this offense that's really built around Lamar Jackson still. And we're expecting him to be Superman, and he still is within a toe of beating Patrick Mahomes. And that's
we're not doing that. That game wasn't that close, bro. It was as close as the score was saying it was.
See, the thing is, though, is that we can talk about what should have happened, but we just have to look at what did happen. And right, within a toe, they lost. Same way Kevin Durant was within a toe.
But to me, that toe play was like the last, like, he had so many chances to get a touchdown. That's my also thing.
But if he had gotten it, it wouldn't have mattered.
That's what I'm saying.
And if I had wings, I could fly, Shelton. But I'm just saying, like, we keep talking about, like, last game they played was against the Chiefs. And we were saying the same similar things, like, if he would have done this differently, if he would have ran more, it's like all these ifs. Like, the defense, if you want me to give credit, I give credit to, for the most part, Shelton, if you want to make an excuse or give grace to a defense, I'll give it to Baltimore. Outside of that one blown coverage, they kept Patty within 20. Like, when you want to keep Patty between 17, you want to keep Patty between 17 and 20 points. And they mostly did that except for that blown coverage. Like, and it's, but to me, it's always like on the offense, because if, again, once you get paid, bro, you get paid, bro. Like, we have to accept that the Ravens will never draft a great wide receiver or get one in free agency. they will get bargain bin running backs because they just believe in their philosophy of this, how they run the football, and they don't really need a star back. And when they try to go get one, it was J.K. Dobbins. So it's all on Lamar. And I know that may be unfair, but he getting paid for it. And he just came off MVP season, so he can still play at a high level. But it's like, bro, when we need to score points, like, I just don't see it. Like, against this good to great team, like, you just don't see it. Like, he can beat everybody else. But this is the guy you have to beat if you want to get to the promised land. I mean, just constantly can't do it.
If he's the greatest QB ever, like y'all saying, then he's supposed to lose every time. Like, he's supposed.
But Burrow, but would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
On my team,
yes. Yeah.
Are they both healthy? Are we talking about?
Yeah, both healthy. Yeah.
It's really a toss up, but I prefer Joe Burrow's style of play. But I can see.
I thought you would pick Lamar just because I would just say like Joe Burrow has beaten Patty before in the regular season and playoffs. Like, yeah. I don't think
he's got Patty's number.
I don't think Joe Burrow is above shoulders of Lamar Jackson.
I think that Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes see the game slower, like unlike Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that Lamar doesn't have a great football IQ. I think that they both have like that, like Dragon Ball Z Ultra Instinct shit with the game, mm-hmm. where they can just like know where to go. They have a great connection with their receivers. And I don't know if Lamar really has a great connection with his receivers against like top flight talent. It just doesn't look like they have much. It's not gelling from what I see. And I can't really say that Lamar has to be the greatest QB ever. Y'all keep saying he's the greatest. So by that logic, he's supposed to lose every single time. And when he comes mm-hmm. within a toe of winning, I'm like, all right, well, they might have a chance. If they can, you know, work on, you know, one or two plays in the back pocket for Patty whenever they play him. But I can also make the case, Ken, I'll give it to you here. But I can also make the case that Kansas City should have scored 14 more points. They just left them on the board.
Juju dropped a touchdown
easily.
Mm-hmm. I think there was another one there too.
Some penalties that shouldn't have happened, but. You know, if was a split, we'd all be blazed. So it's like,
yeah,
we're all we have now is they were within a toe of tying the game. And that just seems to be Lamar's, you know, the moral of his career, the fable of his career is he's always within a toe of doing something miraculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, P. Ryan missed a wide open catch out the backfield.
Yeah, he did.
Slot blitz. It looked like, based on the angle, that he had nothing but green grass ahead of him. Dropped that. The defense held him to 6 points, I think, in the red zone. I think, though, to your point about criticizing Lamar, hey man, he deserves it. I think he has to carry that with him. They dogged Peyton Manning, bro. Dogged Peyton Manning until he finally got over the hump. To a point where I was like, man, I thought the shit was unfair. Then I was like, shit, he ain't really doing shit. Like, at some point, you got to get the job done. He finally turned around and got the job done, but he was going up against Brady and Belichick, you know, which people are making those comparisons. But I think when you went to MVPs, yeah, when you're as good as you are, I don't really look at the money like that, but when you get comp for your services, then yeah, what comes with that is criticisms. You have to be able to make that play, you know? So yeah, you say the game wasn't close, but if it's not close, then how you got a chance to tie the game, yeah, you know, right, and Lamar managed to score, he scored 10 points in the fourth quarter. So you get there, you at that point, the guy's wide open and your QB acumen is to someone else that isn't wide open. That doesn't make sense. Why would you even come out and say that? Like, it's if you look good. Yeah, you saw that Chris Jones was being blocked by Justice Hill, so you knew you didn't have much time. But then you were like, oh yeah, man, I wish I held it on to the ball a little bit longer because I probably would have saw him. Well, you didn't have much time to hold on to the ball longer when I looked at it again. Like, you had to get rid of it, but you made the wrong read. So, and to say, like, I've been looking, trying to see where Bateman was in that play to see if he could have gotten the ball to him. Because whenever I look at it, I don't see Bateman. I see Zay Flowers, and I see the ball going here and there. Well, exactly. I see the ball going selling, which would make sense on why the throw was so errant, but I can't find Bateman over there. So I don't know.
Bro, I just think, Nick, that we're at the time where it's like, I know we talk about Jordan, but let's be more contemporary. It's just like, to me, Burrow and Mahomes, it's like, it's Curry and LeBron. And I think Lamar just might be KD, and that's fine. Like, KD's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, he, which means he could still get some rings, but it's like, there's still going to be a very visible gap to people who understand what they're seeing on the football field. Like, Lamar is a all-time talent, super talented, like one of the most talented QBs we've ever seen. But in terms of just those godlike football athletic abilities of being able to read the defense, knowing where your guys have, like having that like third instinct.
I'm not even asking for Lamar to do all that. I'm asking for Lamar to. I'm asking Lamar to be the best version of himself. Like, that's the thing that I hate seeing about that game. And I'll say this. The first thing I was going to say is that I hate seeing that about the game is where he's throwing for 40 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not Lamar. That's not, and that's why, like, I was back in the day before, like, I was cussing Harbaugh out. I was asking the niggas about Harbaugh's seat. If it wasn't for Lamar, bro, Harbaugh would have been fired in this league. I'm sorry, but like towards the end of Joe Flacco, Ozzie Newsome gave him the gift of a job by giving him Lamar Jackson late in the first round by trading up to get him. And it was a brilliant play because he got the fifth year, which they needed to re-sign him anyway. So it's just like, to me, Harbaugh, somebody got to go, and it ain't going to be Lamar. And they already been trying to rotate in and out some type of offensive coordinator so it can get Lamar, the best out of Lamar. But that team at this point is Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh is always saying is welcome. Because, like, to me as a head coach, I'm not allowing my coordinator or Lamar to throw for 40 times or have that be in the game plan. Like y'all mentioned, we got Derrick Henry for a reason. We got to figure this out. It's week one. We got to figure it out regardless. I can't have Lamar running 16. I can't have Lamar running more than Derrick Henry. And he's still getting, and he's getting hit. I was worried about Lamar. Like, and we talk about Lamar and Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow's looking at his injury prone, but we're not that far removed from Lamar being injury prone either. Just last year was his healthiest season, at least in my mind, over the last few years. So it's just like, that's what I'm thinking. It's just more about the offense, just looks like
it's too Lamar centric.
It's too Lamar centric, but they don't do the Lamar things though when it counts. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, if they played a Lamar centric kind of game, like sticking to the true roots of Lamar Jackson, they score more than 10 points.
And we also can't just discount how good Spags is, man. Spags is like, you know, all world defensive coordinator, man. He understands how to contain mobile QBs, bro. So it's like, sometimes it's not even a talent thing. Sometimes, bro, you're just gonna be Patrick Ewing.
I ain't give it up. I ain't doing all that with Lamar yet, bro. Lamar is still young, bro.
I'm
not chalking it up to like it's the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't beat them. I've seen niggas beat them before.
I just don't see how y'all can say that, but then say, look, that Patty's the greatest. Like, if he's the greatest, it's supposed to happen.
I'm only talking about like his record against Patty is what now 1-5.
Yeah.
Like, and that's including playoffs. It's like, bro, like
you might just be Patrick Ewing, dog. Like, you might be Patrick Ewing. Like Patrick Ewing, Hall of Fame.
So moving forward, I'm basically saying, like, moving forward, I'm never picking Lamar Jackson over Patrick in a game. I'm never doing that.
That's common sense, bro. You can't pick the Knicks against the Bulls, man. But like, that's not happening.
With Burrow, you know what I'm saying? We going to see next week. This is the preview that I waited for, kid. I'm still mild-mannered, but I'm just saying next week with Burrow, now we still got to see what Chase and Higgins do, but
I was going to say.
I still am betting on. I would still bet on that Joe Burrow gonna find a way.
Do we think
I seen that nigga getting sacked 9 times on the road in Tennessee?
I don't want to miss it.
That was last year.
Yeah, it happened.
All right. Rayshon, with the super chat. As we close it out, Colorado greater than Nebraska. We shall find out tomorrow.
Umar Sanders is going to sell y'all another school.
We might have to come back on tomorrow and see after that Nebraska game.
I'm with it, man. Just hit me up, man. It ain't nothing but a thing.
We got Dion on watch this season. I told y'all we got Colorado on watch. We watching every game. We go get
I can do
it. Warren Sapp is who I'm looking at. Your defensive line better show up tomorrow.
Well, he got people out there scrapping, fighting each other. Right.
Warren gonna look like Marvin Sapp if they get their ass busted.
He never would have made it.
Oh man. But all right, man. Well, anyway, hope everything is okay with Jordan Love. It's only week one. So the season is not lost yet. I saw Rhythmatic say this is just par for the course with the Packers. So, yeah, man. So we'll get details on that. We'll be back definitely Tuesday to cover everything that happened with the NFL. And hey, man, looking like we may be here tomorrow for that Colorado Nebraska game. But until then, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. It was a great game, and we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.